This week on Art Hounds, an outdoor music festival, a chance to hear live Argentinian music performed by a really diverse set of musicians, and a step back in time as hostesses in colonial attire greet guests in homes along Castleton's Main Street for the 79th annual Colonial Day House Tour. We'll begin with Jillian Sawaki. She volunteers in her arts communities throughout the Northeast Kingdom, and she suggests PanFest in Peachum this weekend.
This takes place in the lovely town of Peachum, Vermont. This is PanFest's 7th year, and as always, the festival features dozens of performers, dances, workshops, jam sessions, a craft fair, and some delicious local food vendors. For those of you that have been to the festival before, you're going to find the same beloved variety of bluegrass, folk, Celtic, and other acoustic music styles as in years past. But there are also some great new acts this year. For me, I love that PanFest is incredibly family-friendly.
7th Annual PanFest in Peachum Village is Friday and Saturday, August 18th and 19th in Peachum Village. And I love to walk around just before dusk and before the mosquitoes get too busy. And I love to peer into people's picture windows from the street and get an idea of their decorating aesthetic. Well, here's a lot less creepy way to get a glimpse of home decor. It's the Colonial Homes Tour in Castleton this weekend. Here's Marianne Feeney from Castleton with all the details.
Over 21 historic sites, buildings, and private homes will be available to visitors. Several examples of the early 19th century joiner and architect Thomas Stake will be featured. Vermont architecture specialist Glenn Andes will present at 4 o'clock in the library. This is a perfect day for Vermont history buffs, Vermont architectural design buffs, and textile enthusiasts.
The 79th annual Colonial Day House Tour in Castleton is Saturday, August 19th. It starts at 10. Lindsay Warren is a retired choral conductor, and she suggests tango at Spruce Peak Performing Arts Center.
There's a variety of instrumental and vocal combinations. Counterpoint is going to join forces with Ocho Cuerdas, which is soprano Sarah Collins and guitarist Daniel Gabarilla. And Casotto Duo is pianist and accordionist Anamika Spolstra and accordionist Jeremiah McLean. It's going to be an unforgettable evening. A lot of unusual music and variety of combinations of sounds.
Tango at Spruce Peak Performing Arts Center is Saturday, August 26th at 8. To find out more details about all of these events, visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, supporting the arts throughout Vermont. Find out more at vermontartscouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net.